You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferrat.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. There's no doubt the face and makeup of the American family is changing.
One of these changes is the rise of the stay-at-home dad, the father whose role in the family is to stay home with the kids, while in many cases the mother works.
The U.S. Census found that the number of stay-at-home dads more than doubled between 2000 and 2010.
Alex French is with us. He was a stay-at-home dad. He wrote about his experiences in GQ. He is an adjunct professor at New York University. Alex, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Good. So you're not currently a stay-at-home dad, but you were for a while.
I was. I was sort of on and off a couple days a week for about 2.5 years.
And what was your you're in a similar boat with a lot of people. What was your family situation that led to that happening?
Well, I had been the staff fact checker at GQ for a long time and wanted to strike out on my own as a freelance writer. And it was sort of, we were sort of kind of approaching the tail end of the Great Recession, and my wife was a little uneasy about me leaving my job, so it was sort of a compromise. What we came up with was I would watch my son a couple days a week while I sort of, you know, got my writing career kind of off the ground and moving at a sort of at a viable clip.
Sounds like it felt kind of strange to you at the beginning. What was it like being the one on the playground with a stroller and the bag of snacks?
It was really strange, actually. This was going on. I mean, so the recession created quite a few stay-at-home dads. I mean, it really hit sort of male-dominated industries, construction, financial services, things like that, particularly hard. And still, for some reason, we lived in this very sort of peculiar neighborhood in Brooklyn called Park Slope. I think I referred to it in the article as like this, you know, this little hamlet of, upper middle class insanity. There's a lot of very intense parenting going on, and there were quite a few stay-at-home dads. I just never saw any of them. I had no idea that this was something that existed, you know, like in sort of in my, you know, my own sort of very closed off view, I imagined somehow that I was the only dad that stayed at home with his kid a couple days a week. I don't know. It was strange. Yeah. And then I just sort of started seeing them around. Yeah. I got really curious.
Well, for a woman being the stay-at-home mom, there's debates about that, but generally people aren't going to think twice if they see the mom with a kid all day at the park. But you got some reactions even from your parents about you as a stay-at-home dad. Can you talk about the reactions you got?
Yeah, people are, you know, like they double take on the subway. One of the guys I interviewed for the piece recalled for me that he would be in a store, say, in a cashier would say something to him like, "Oh, where's the mama?" You know, like the people who are just not accustomed to seeing sort of like men during daytime hours taking care of a child, and their reactions were sort of either a little bit startled and sort of surprised, or there was even sort of like, "Oh, you know, what a great thing you're doing! Like, how heroic!" that was strange. I've heard other dads talking about that too, like, you know, you're not being heroic, you're being a father. You know, it's, you're sort of doing your job. So, yeah, there were some strange reactions. My father in particular sort of treated my, you know, like my time as a stay-at-home dad sort of as this sort of a consolation prize for having some early career hiccups. You know, it took me a while to get my business off the ground, and my dad was sort of unsure about how to treat, you know, unsure about, you know, how to deal with that, how to treat me about in that way. So,
can you paint a picture for us about how big the stay-at-home dad trend has become? I know the New York Times wrote a big piece about it a little while back. The census numbers show that it's doubled in the last, well, in the decade between 2000 and 2010. How widespread is this?
It's widespread enough that, you know, there is a sort of a magazine now for dads called Kindle. You know, we're seeing sort of more in TV and movies with stay-at-home dads. There was that show Up All Night, which was pretty good, where the sort of plot revolved around the stay-at-home dad. There's a show on A&E. And I think what we're seeing is stay-at-home dads are sort of in this place where it's not quite common, you know what I mean? And it's still a little bit, and people still feel a little bit weird about it, I think.
Did you have fun? Was it fun to be a stay-at-home dad at least some of the time?
Yeah, it really was. You know, I mean, it's, you know, I mean, just to put it simply, like, I love my kids. It was, and it was great being with them. It was great sort of, you know, hanging around with my son for, you know, hours at a time. Yeah.
One of the things that's kind of in the background of your piece is this, and it's kind of a muted, but it's a sense of fear of seeing other dads who seem to be, to your eye, a little bit emasculated. They don't take time to feed themselves, for instance. One guy you met was just cramming food into his face while his kid was asleep because that was when he could eat, and that freaked you out a little, it sounds like. Is that kind of masculinity rebranding something that most stay-at-home dads struggle with?
You know, I think the way I felt about it was I sort of existed in this place where I was sort of simultaneously like a little bit proud and a little bit defiant and really, really defensive. I don't, you know, it's hard to talk about sort of, yeah, I mean, maybe, I mean, it's hard to talk about sort of like rebranding masculinity though, isn't it? I mean, it's such a, I think, part of the difficulty or sort of part of the, maybe the stigma that's still attached to stay-at-home dad is just we're just breaking with, you know, like eons of tradition, you know? I mean, it's just the way that things work in the United States is like the man goes out and wins the red and the, you know, the woman has food, you know, food on the table. And it was like that for a long time. And, you know, like things have changed. And I think people are always sort of resistant or slow to change with it. So yeah, maybe.
Is this just, do you think, part of a bigger picture of kind of everybody one way or another is trying to juggle one, maybe two, probably two working parents and taking care of kids, and the answer might be stay-at-home dad, the answer might be grandma and grandpa. There's just, we're taking whatever we got from the toolkit here.
Yeah, I mean, I think the bottom line is really just whatever it takes, you know what I mean? Like whatever is right for your family is the right answer. You know, there is no, you know, one of the commenters on the GQ piece online sort of pointed out that, you know, like I probably wasn't cut out for being a stay-at-home dad. You know, like there were things that were more important to me than spending that time, you know, that time with my kids. Even, you know, like I was just very career conscious. Like I was there to sort of start a career. And so I probably wasn't, you know, cut out for it in the same way that, you know, other dads that sort of like make that career move, you know, like decide to leave their job and raise their kid. That's a career decision. So.
Do you see yourself, well, not yourself, but do you see society as ever going back to that model where if anyone's going to stay home, you know, it's going to be the woman? Or do you think because there have been so many people like you and so many families who have been forced to sort of make it work in different ways that are new, that, you know, we've just sort of changed the way that we raise families and that the way families look?
Yeah, I think it's all changed. And I think that's good. You know, I think the sort of, you know, families sort of improvising and, you know, whoever wants to stay home stays at home. Whoever wants to, you know, earn a living earns a living. I think it's good. I think it's changed.
We have a phrase for this that we've been using, throwing around, stay-at-home dad. Is that a good phrase? Should it just be dad? Is it important to have a distinct thing to call us?
That's interesting. I never thought about that. I suppose the sort of the acronym that we set up for the article was SAD, S-A-H-D, you know, which translates to sad. I think the original title of the article was Melancholy and Infinite Sadness. So, you know, I don't know. Maybe that name has something, there is a little something weird about stay-at-home dad, you know, like that it, you know, it sort of, it kind of suggests maybe something that's not, you know, 100% truthful or positive. I'm not sure.
One of the interesting things that you paint in your piece is all of the support mechanisms that have grown up around stay-at-home dads. It sounds like there are groups and magazines and organized outings, and there's a lot for people, for dads who are staying home with their kids.
There is. It's incredible, and the guys that are putting these things together are impressive. You know, there was a I spent a lot of time with this guy Lance who set up the New York City at-home dads group that's on the internet. And it was a business, you know, like he spends, you know, he's raising his son. He's got, I think his son is now six, but he'd been raising his son and he started this website and they've got corporate sponsorship and, you know, it's how he makes his living now. I mean, he's a, you know, it sounds strange. It's like he's a professional dad. So, yeah.
We're talking about stay-at-home dads with Alex French, former stay-at-home dad, a writer and adjunct professor at New York University.
And we'd love to hear from you about this. Are you a father who stays at home with your children? Have you ever been one part-time? Call in and share your experiences. How does your family handle childcare? What do you think of this new model of the American family? You can call or post on the Central Time Facebook page. Our number is 1-800-642-1234. That's 1-800-642-1234. This is Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. We continue our conversation now about stay-at-home dads with Alex French, freelance writer and adjunct professor at New York University.
And we want to hear from you on this topic. Are you a stay-at-home dad? Have you ever been in your life? And what was that experience like for you? And what do you make of the changing permutations of the American family? You can reach us at 1-800-642-1234. That's 1-800-642-1234.
We'll go to our callers now. We have Sean on the line in Wausau. Sean, hi.
Hello.
What's your story?
I'm a stay-at-home dad right now, actually. I'm home with my daughter Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and I work part-time Thursday and Friday. And I love it, actually. My daughter's four, so I get to, you know, see her little personality develop. I get to spend, you know, time with her raising her as opposed to paying somebody else to raise my child for me. And at least right now, it's the best of both worlds for our family.
And any weird reactions to that, or is everybody, you know, pretty much on board and sees it as a normal thing?
I haven't felt any weird reactions. And to be honest, I've got three or four other friends and acquaintances who are stay-at-home dads as well. And, like your guest is saying, I think it's just becoming more common. We looked at the cost of childcare and, you know, what we were making at our jobs, and my wife and I just decided, you know, for what we're paying and what we're getting, you might as well just work part-time and take over the child care. My wife has a, you know, stable job. She's the main breadwinner. Her job provides the insurance, provides the retirement benefits and stuff. So for the time being, me working part-time and staying home with the kids actually just works out great.
Sean, thanks for sharing your story. And Alex, it's in part the cold, hard financial calculation of you've got a free child care person there or you're paying for it.
Yeah, Sean's story is actually pretty common. There's, you know, it's I think now 40% of all of women are primary breadwinners in their family. So yeah, I mean that was a story I heard quite a bit, and good for Sean, good for his family. It's great. It sounds like it's working out.
All right, thank you for that call, and let's go next to Rick in Monona. Hi, Rick. Hi.
Hi. I prefer the term Mr. Mom, personally.
The Michael Keaton movie.
Yeah, that's it. I've been a stay-at-home dad since about 10 years now. I started off when my kids were 6 and 8. Now they're 18 and 16. And I'd spent, like, a long time. I'm an older father, and I spent a long time working in a corporation, and I decided I wanted to see what it was like outside of the cubicle. And so my wife went back to work. I came home and started being Mr. Mom. And I found it very rewarding. But one of the things you need to know, and that's it's incredibly challenging, too. What I mean is, instead of going to the office and doing the paperwork and memos and that kind of stuff, you're at home vacuuming and washing the clothes. And the biggest challenge for me was cooking supper and having everybody enjoy it. And, you know, there's all these, I almost thought about writing a book one time about Mr. Mom's for Idiots or something like that, because it just took a lot of learning. And it was a real challenge. The other thing that happens is you're also, you don't go to the workplace anymore and you're not surrounded by all these other people that are your friends and coworkers and stuff. So you really have to develop, I think, a social life. And that that can present some challenges, especially when most of the other moms out there are not Mr. Moms, but Mrs. Moms.
Mm-hmm. So, right. So a lot of stuff to contend with, especially, you know, it sounds like you were at the leading edge of stay-at-home dad. So you were kind of doing some of this without a roadmap and lots of challenges, similar to the things, though, that you came across. Isn't that right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely correct. Yeah. I mean, you know, 10 years ago, that was, you know, stay-at-home dads were really pretty unheard of, I think.
And Alex, did you face a similar challenge in social connections? I was a stay-at-home dad for some time, and I did some work also from home, so I very rarely saw grown-ups. Did you feel isolated at all?
Yeah, incredibly. I mean, if it was, you know, if it hadn't been for the, you know, the walk I'd take my son on every afternoon, or if we didn't go to the playground, I wouldn't have seen any adults. It was hard. It was definitely hard in that way. And even, you know, even seeing other adults didn't mean that I was talking to them either. I went through this sort of, these feelings of, sort of intimidation from some of the stay-at-home moms I'd see at the playground.
Intimidation because they were already their own network,
yeah,
kind of?
They were all there together, and they sort of, you know, like, look at you, you know, kind of like, what's he doing there?
Oh, boy.
Know, maybe a little suspiciously. and it was, you know, it's... They're all there. They're together. They know each other, and you're sort of the outsider.
Social networks. All right. Well, thank you so much, Rick, for that call. And let's go next to Anne, who's joining us in Eau Claire. Hi, Anne.
Hi. My husband was a stay-at-home dad 20 years ago when I was in a very intense graduate school program, and my kids are 23 and 25 now. And I have to admit, I'm kind of jealous of the bond that he was able to form with them at the time, and they had a blast. We lived in Minneapolis, and they did a lot of free things, went to the Como Zoo a lot. They were on first-name basis with Sparky the sea lion. they just had so much fun, but he was definitely the only dad in the neighborhood that stayed at home. And he's a very social person, so I don't think that he really cared what anybody thought, and they have an incredible bond to this day with him, and I think it was because of those 2 years.
Yeah, that's an interesting point, Anne. Alex, did you see that at all, that your bond intensified with your kids? And maybe sometimes there was, you know, a little competition between parents about the one who got to stay home and form that bond.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it was on and off. I mean, with me and my kids, we were sort of, you know, we're incredibly close now, but... You know, then again, I was spending a lot of time with them, and I think they'd sort of get sick of me, you know, and my wife is great with them, too. So, yeah, I mean, we're tight now, and I think it has been helpful in sort of creating a great relationship with them.
Thanks for the call, Anne. We'll go now to Jared in Green Bay. Jared, hi.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. My personal experience with this is that I have a younger brother who... he and his fiance have talked it over, and he fully intends to just become a stay-at-home dad, so that's pretty much their plan. She's in a much better career path than he is, and what kind of makes me laugh a little bit about this is I wonder if men might actually turn out to be overall those who want to become stay-at-home dads might actually be more okay with it than women might be. You know, for the longest time, women were forced to be stay-at-home moms. They got resentful, you know, they wanted to have, and then now they have this whole have-it-all thing where they're forced to choose or split. I wonder if it might be kind of funny if men would be much more okay with just, you know, forsaking all professional stuff and just doing the one thing.
Because it's a choice in this case, not not a social obligation that the guy is the one to be there.
That's actually a good point, yeah. Also...
We lost you, Jared, but Alex, your thoughts on what Jared had to say?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's I think that's the way that it has to work. I think it's got to be sort of, you know, I think couples really need to sort of get together and figure out what works for them. You know, if somebody's going to stay, I think the conversation has changed to one of us wants to stay at home, you know, from whatever it was to one of us wants to stay at home. I think that's the way it has to work. I don't think it is sort of like a social obligation anymore at all.
And let's go next to Ed. Ed is joining us in Superior. Hi, Ed.
Hey, how's it going today?
Pretty good.
Thanks for taking my call. What I wanted to say is I did this 18 years ago, I was fortunate that I worked for a public employer, and I took advantage of Wisconsin's law at the time, which allowed me to take 6 weeks off when my child was born, and still continue to receive take vacation time and other time that I had on the books in order to be able to stay home. And you know, that was probably, I did it with both of my sons. One is 14 now, the other is 18, and that was a tremendous thing. You form better bonds with your children. And realistically, I think that should happen to every parent. I know they do that in Scandinavia, where, you know, parents are allowed quite a significant family leave from their jobs and things like that to be able to stay home with their children. You know, you have to wonder these days. We have a lot of problems with kids. I mean, my line of work is police work, so I see kids that are problems all the time. And, you know, I think that having a better bond with the parents is, I think, a very, very important thing for society that we neglect.
All right. Thank you so much, Ed. And Ed talking about, again, the bonds that can develop and why this is important for families in general, not just moms and kids.
Yeah, I agree with pretty much everything Ed just said.
So where do you see this going, Alex, stay-at-home dads? We're theoretically coming out of the recession that created a lot of stay-at-home dads, but do you think they're going to go away anytime soon?
Not. I think this is wide open now. I think you're going to see, you know, I think this is sort of like the just the tip of the spear with stay-at-home dads. I think, you know, the resources are going to get better. Guys are going to get smarter about this. You know, people are going to, you know, people who sort of, this ends up sort of as a career alternative for them. I think they're going to, you know, I think what we're going to see is we're going to see a generation of guys who get really good at parenting too, who attack parenting in the way that, you know, some of the ways that, you know, some of the guys that I talked to, the way that they were doing it was it literally became their job. It became what they, you know, what they were all about. I think, you know, we're sort of just at the beginning of this.
Alex, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
We've been speaking with Alex French, freelance writer and adjunct professor at New York University.
Coming up, we'll talk to a former chancellor of UW-Madison about the trouble the UW system has in retaining talented professors.
This is Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.